You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome into the House of L podcast. I'm Lawrence. Thanks for hanging out. It's appreciated. I want to talk some football. I'm going to get right to it. I'm going to give you the obligatory look. You should be listening to all the stuff that we put out here on House of L. This is a big week for House of L. A lot of different episodes for you, whether it's Sports Jason or Layla Rahimi talking with Carmen Vitale, or, you know, it's me waxing poetic about all sorts of stuff, or trying to wax poetic. I don't always accomplish that, I must admit. Let's talk football. Let's talk about where things stand as we get ready for the Super Bowl. I'll probably do at least one more Super Bowl pod before the game takes place. But I wanted to talk a little bit about the title games and then the matchup. And I'll try to do it as expeditiously, as T.I. would say, as I can. I love Dan Campbell, and I want him to succeed in Detroit. He is succeeding in Detroit. I shouldn't say it as if he's not. I thought that he made some mistakes in Sunday's game. I really did. I thought that the field goal that he kicked, he should have gone for, and the two field goals that he didn't go for, he should have. I stand by my assessment of him as a coach and say what I love about him is that his go for mentality is in line with the analytics department when it comes to fourth down. Like that macho, I'm going for it because I'm Dan Campbell and you're not. All that stuff matches up with the analytics department because they're like, yeah, you should go for fourth downs more often. To me, there was something wrong with the game flow that I felt like he got it wrong. Especially in the fourth quarter, I get that you're trying to win the game. But when your opponent keeps rattling off points like that, you need something to stop the bleeding. And he was not able to stop the bleeding. Therefore, the Lions find themselves out of the playoffs when they was right. It was in their grasp to go to the Super Bowl. On the AFC side, I guess the rule is we have now gotten to the place of don't bet against Patrick Mahomes. That game plan that they enacted against Baltimore was pretty great. They started to use the short pass game as a run game almost. And then they, like, I thought it was awesome. Like, I think the first pass of the game was to Pacheco. Like, look at this dude, man. No one runs angrier than Isaiah Pacheco. It's fun to watch. I thought that they did an incredible job of kind of knowing where the big plays were. You would think that going into a game that you would make sure that Travis Kelce isn't the one that beat you if you're Baltimore. He's got to be like your number one assignment because he's capable of beating you. And that touchdown catch that he made, Kyle Hamilton did a great job in coverage. It's just a better offensive play. Good offense, great offense, good defense. And you end up with a touchdown. They blitzed the hell out of Lamar Jackson and the Baltimore Ravens, and they were successful. Their success came with disruption and with actually getting to Lamar. I can't believe that they didn't call more runs than they did with him. Also, have you guys looked at that play? Is that fourth and one play where Lamar gets away for like 20 yards and then he like started running sideways? Like I don't understand what happened on that play. I don't know if we'll ever know, because it's one of those things where they lost. So the big picture issues are the issues that you end up talking about. But I've watched that play like five times now, and I'm like, why didn't Lamar just run away from that dude? At least for more yards. I'm not saying that he should have taken it to the house, but I'm saying, why did he start kind of going sideways and then engaging with, I don't know, it just seemed really weird. Well, it seemed weird because it's not in the script, Lawrence. I'm like, oh, what? No, I'm just kidding. Does the NFL have a script? No, because if they did, it would have probably been Baltimore versus San Francisco. But, hey, maybe the script changed when Taylor Swift entered the picture. Maybe that's what it is. It seems like she's having a good time. And they're just out there, just the homecoming couple, the king and queen. They are out there. And now, Vegas. Let's get to the Super Bowl itself after a quick timeout.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I've been trying to tell people that I'm a Brock Purdy guy. The way I feel about Brock Purdy is pretty simple. I guess pretty simple. No, I'm not going to use that pun. Yeah, we're going to use that pun. To me, he's, if you're giving out grades for what quarterbacks do, Brock Purdy gets a B in every category. And then you add an A for Moxie, because he's got some Moxie. And then you look at the guys that are around him, they're all A talent. Christian McCaffrey, Debo Samuel, Brandon Ayuk, George Kittle, Kyle Juszczyk. Like, he's got Trent Williams. They've got all this A talent around him that allows for him to play at the level that he's playing. And I also think that he's getting better. Now, I know it didn't look like it for a half of that game, but then in the second half, he did something I wish Lamar would have started doing. Brock was like, oh, the play's not here? Bust that. I'm leaving. I'm getting out the pocket. And he got up the field and made a couple of incredible runs that got the 49ers like back into the game. The 49ers defense to me looks more vulnerable than I've seen it in the last few years. I mean, it's clear that they're missing some guys who have been injured. Their linebackers are still really good. And Bosa got to Goff a couple times. But I don't know, like the oh my God plays weren't there. They played well. They clamped it down in the second half. But they didn't do that fast enough. And if they don't do that in the Super Bowl, Patrick Mahomes is going to eat them alive. He's going to make you pay. Now, Jared Goff did too. Early in the game, you weren't getting to Jared Goff. He felt comfortable in the pocket. He's hitting chunk plays down the field. They didn't do a good job on the edge. Guys were getting, you know, pushed inside. That's how you come and get up with Jahmyr Gibbs with his touchdown run earlier in the game. They figured it out in the second half. I don't think Kansas City is going to let you do what Detroit lets you do. I just don't think that Patrick Mahomes is going to let you slide on some of this stuff. You better get to him. You better get him on the ground, or you better make him fumble. Because if you give him time like that, he's going to take your lunch money. You don't want him to take your lunch money, do you? The other thing that's interesting is something that will be discussed, I think, over the next couple of weeks. I know that Dan and I were talking about it a little bit on our show on Monday. The idea of, here you have a quarterback, the guy that was the third quarterback in the draft. By the way, I had Josh Lucas on Football Night in Chicago on Monday. Monday's usually the day that I host it. And he was talking about how one of the mistakes that they made in bringing Mitch in was they had finished their evaluation too soon. That they kind of fell in love with the player. He felt strongly about him. Ryan Pace felt strongly about him. Remember, there was a video of Ryan Pace like kind of going around the room and pointing at people and being like, you're convinced that this is the guy, right? Like all this stuff. And he wishes that they would have not fallen in love early on. So see, it happens to even professionals in this business that they fall in love with a player and ignore some of the danger signs, the warning signs of what a player is or is not. But anyway, back to the point. The point is that you have the third quarterback taken in a draft, and you have a dude that was the final pick of the draft, the quarterbacks they're playing in this. Clearly, Mahomes is now beyond his draft status, people routinely talk about the mistakes that were made in not drafting him. He's in GOAT status now. Like, we're talking about him with Elway and Montana and Marino and Manning and Breeze and like, that's what we're, those are the dudes that we're talking about with him now. And he's earned it. When you go to the AFC Championship all the time, when you go to the Super Bowl 4 out of those 6 years, I you deserve to be talked about in that way. And he's just a killer. He's a killer. Him and Kelsey, they both killers. The secret sauce for Kansas City has been their defense has been terrific. Like I was saying earlier, like Steve Spagnuolo, like he, the blitzes that they put together did a great job of both containing Lamar Jackson and getting to him. It's one thing to say, all right, we're going to make it so that you can't run. Cool. And Lamar's really good, and he did a good job for a big portion of the game of the secondary pocket. Like, oh, I was going to leave, but the pocket closed. Well, let me back up. Okay, let me reestablish the pocket, and let me – that's how that throw on the touchdown was one of those. That was also, like, one of the most incredible athletic plays that you've ever seen. Like, we see stuff like that from Justin Fields occasionally, but with Lamar, it was, I'm going to duck under this tackle, and I'm going to throw the ball 50 yards down the field. It was really impressive. But that Chiefs defense is, they can make you look bad. They've been kind of the thing that's held it together until the offense was better prepared or, you know, I guess there are some people like them dudes was bored and they're not bored anymore. They know, maybe they do know how to. It's a hard thing to do in football more than any other sport, but maybe they do know how to play with reserve energy and then do what they got to do once they get to the playoffs. Maybe they've been together long enough that they can do that now. But if I'm San Francisco, I don't know, like, I'd almost rather – San Francisco has been a team that they're like, well, we don't really rush our line – our blitz our linebackers. They're good at making plays in front of them too. I don't know if – I think you might want to send people. Go get some help and send some folks after Patrick Mahomes. Because if you – and if you do and you don't get there, you're dead. With Brock Purdy – I think that they're going to use not the same, but a similar game plan with him. I don't think that they're going to just sit back in zone. I think maybe what they'll do is they'll send some people and throw some zone stuff behind it just so they can get another extra half a second of him trying to figure out what's going on. Be careful. Brock got some... Brock's got some balls. And I know that it's kind of fashionable to shit on him. And look, I respect Cam Newton. You know that from listening to this podcast. I think the man can play. I don't think his draft status is important anymore. Does it change if the personnel changes? Probably. But wouldn't you want to play on the best possible team? He's playing on the best possible team, and I think that he's growing because of it. We'll see how it goes. And like I said, I'll do another pod before it's all said and done. But these are the things that I'm thinking about as we start things up. As it's 2 weeks, which is going to feel like forever before the game is played. Don't worry, though. You got the Pro Bowl. You get to see some dudes golf. People watch it. This does a big number. This skills competition and all that stuff. But I'll have more. If something else pops into my brain, I'll let you know. I appreciate the support as always. Be on the lookout for those other episodes. I think you're going to enjoy it. Layla Rahimi and Carmen Vitale, two of my favorites. I'll talk to you next time. Peace.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.